This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The end of the week is upon us, in terms of the work week anyway. It's Friday the 16th of August. Yeah, we're still about halfway through the month. How do you do? This is the smart solution to the problem of what in the world is going on and how do I know. I don't want you to think the way we think. I just want you to kind of know what we're tuned into, and perhaps you can tune into the same thing or have different thoughts. Help yourself, share them with us. Facebook.com/DJV Show is the way to do it. Yep, this is the internationally famous DJV program with Jennifer Horn, who's internationally famous. Victoria Keelan, yep, she's internationally famous. And Kara Schillen, wow, they even talk about her on other planets. It's amazing how the word gets around. A lot of things here this week on the Talkers story list from Talkers.com. Number one on the list, Jeffrey Epstein. You know, he passed away this week, ladies. You heard that, right?
I did get the memo on that, yeah.
Did you? Really? Okay. So what more do you know? This seems to be a story that unfolds slowly, one page at a time.
Well, we'll talk about him in a second, but we've been hearing a lot about the name Ghislaine Maxwell this week, and that's his former girlfriend, this woman who is considered to be a British socialite who was allegedly his groomer, I guess, for lack of a better term, would bring in all of these women into this island. Definitely the one that people consider to be the co-conspirator with Jeffrey Epstein in all of this. She hasn't been charged with anything officially, but many people were curious as to where she is. And there are people who are saying she was in hiding, that she hasn't been out of the house, that she's just really laying low. But she's not hiding that well because she was just found this past week at an In-N-Out Burger.
Really?
What state? In California at
Whoa.
Universal Studios. Yeah, this is kind of interesting.
That's not one of the states that was mentioned, because they were looking for her in Massachusetts, and they were looking for her in Florida, so that's interesting.
She was eating a burger, fries, and a shake at an In-N-Out Burger. She was reading The Book of Honor, The Secret Lives and Deaths of CIA Operatives, which is a nonfiction bestseller by journalist Ted Gupp. She was sitting alone. She had her dog with her, and apparently she was surprised to be found and told an onlooker, well, I guess this is the last time I'll be eating here. And someone took some pictures of her, which are now available in the New York Post. It definitely is her, if you look at her, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And she was enjoying a burger in Universal City, which is right by Universal Studios. So kind of interesting. Now people know maybe that she's in the state of California. Now, the new information on Jeffrey Epstein, it was revealed just about 24 hours ago that he had his hyoid bone broken. So the bone between the chin and the Adam's apple for men was broken. And many people are using that as evidence to fuel conspiracy theories, because that can happen with suicide, but it's more common. More commonly occurs in homicide, in strangulation. So a lot of people thinking that this is the proof they were looking for to prove that this was a conspiracy theory. Forbes magazine is reporting that the day that Jeffrey Epstein was taken off of suicide watch, which was July 30th, he met alone with a young woman in a private room that was reserved for inmates and their attorneys. This is according to an attorney who happened to be there and witnessed the whole thing that day. The optics, he said, were startling because she was young and very pretty. And the visiting attorney, who asked for anonymity in all of this, speculated that the woman he thought could be a lawyer, but probably more likely he thought it was a bit odd that he would be meeting with this very young, very beautiful woman the day that he was taken off of suicide watch and transferred into a special housing unit. So that's one of the stories out today. Also, apparently more information about his house. We learned this week that the Bill Clinton painting that was in the blue dress, that wasn't the only weird thing. It wasn't just the mannequin with the bride dress on hanging from his staircase. He also had a home office in his Upper East Side townhouse that was decorated with a woman painting. It was like a painting of a woman cupping her bare breast along with a taxidermied tiger and a poodle. How about that?
Wow. That's entertaining.
Very odd.
Mm. No portraits of Abe Lincoln or any other presidents, just Bill Clinton.
I think Bill Clinton in the home. This home office, though, said that he had a thing for taxidermy. So he had this very big, I mean, obviously big tiger laying on the floor of his office along with a poodle, which is kind of a...
So tiger in your tank. All right, so looking at this lady, the pictures of this Ghislaine Maxwell makes me think of Lily Tomlin. Anybody else think that? When you look at her, do you see Lily Tomlin to a point? Lily Tomlin. A little bit of Lily Tomlin.
Maybe.
In there anyway.
I like Lily Tomlin too much, so I'm not going to compare them. Because this woman is disgusting. And it's really interesting that she's eating an In-N-Out burger with a shake and fries. Because this woman famously did not eat to keep herself super skinny for Jeffrey Epstein. Because she was really in love with him and really was trying to get his physical affection. But because he only liked young girls, that didn't really happen. So it's interesting now that he's dead, she's at an In-N-Out burger eating something that she would never have eaten in the past.
Hmm. Well, there you go, boys, girls. That seems to be...
Very odd story. And apparently the artist who painted the Bill Clinton painting said he had no idea that it was hanging in Epstein's apartment. So I guess he must have just sold it, and that was it.
Yeah. All right, let's see what else is on the talkers list, just for the heck of it, for this past week. The trade war and the impact, that's something that is having much more of an effect on farmers and agriculture than anything else. Although, toward the end of the week, there was... some economic focus because of a stock market, not really here. Stock market's been a little erratic, but in other countries. So there's and I'm wondering how much of that is tied to the jitteriness, just the plain awkward feeling that people have in general about life. You know, the stock market sometimes reflects what's going on in life, and because of all of the shootings and it's just, we're very uncomfortable. Have you noticed, have you talked to your friends this week about how uncomfortable they seem to be for whatever? How many times have you heard somebody say, I mean, you even said it, I think what you went to a concert on Tuesday night, if I'm not mistaken, Victoria, and you were looking around Madison Square Garden.
Last week, yeah.
And so there's that, there's a dis-ease is probably the best word I can come up with. And people feel like there is, whether it's not hope. If you don't feel like there's a lot of hope for the future, then you're not going to be messing around in the stock market or places like that. So I don't. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it's uncomfortable.
But most Americans
pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's true. But the majority of Americans don't invest in the stock market, so it is always kind of odd to me that we put so much. Attention on the
various,
stock market.
Retirement. Yeah, the retirement options that people have. If you got a 401k or something like that, that's all stock market money. It's not.
Right, but not a lot of Americans have 401ks. The statistics are actually kind of surprisingly low for 401ks.
Just out of curiosity, where did you...
I was reading something in Bloomberg the other day. I've been reading a lot of financial stuff because of all this, But, I mean, obviously everything is tied to retail and business and things like that. When Walmart is up, that's because consumers are putting the stock market up. So, I mean, it's tied in, but, I mean, a lot of Americans are not directly invested in it. And especially now, more people are kind of hoarding cash than ever before.
Mm.
That's one thing I'd like to hoard.
Get those new mattresses now from MyPillow and stuff them full of cash. There you go. There's a new law that went into effect this week in New York State allowing people to file old civil claims for child sexual abuse happenings. Been hundreds of claims filed already. It's called the New York Child Victims Act. And what it does is basically create a one-year window for people who say that they were sexually abused years ago to file claims now, even if the statute of limitations has passed, and no matter how old the victim is now. I think this is interesting in light of all of the other things that we hear that are a focus on this kind of abuse, Epstein being number one on the hit parade there. prior to this law, victims had to file a lawsuit before they were 23. Experts say it often takes a long, long time for victims to come out with the ability to muster up the ability to talk about how they were abused. Oftentimes they're too ashamed or they're afraid to speak out until later on. Maybe, at least to this point, it's been too late to seek damages. So, at least in New York State now, alleged victims can file civil suits. It's all about money until they turn 55, because you can't really get them in criminal court. But under this particular law, if your money or wherever you are, if you work for a company, those people can be held aside. If I understand this correctly, Victoria, those people can be held liable as well. The company for whom that person may be working.
Yeah, I think this is going to scare a lot of organizations, especially, you know, the Archdiocese and things like that. But if you are working for a company that didn't do anything, then, yeah, if you went to HR and complained about sexual assault in the workplace and they didn't do anything, then they could be on the hook now, too.
There's been a lot of talk back to the Catholic Church for whatever the reason and the abuse that has been suffered by people. This is something that... not only, by the way, in terms of the Catholic Church, but apparently there have been a bunch of Jehovah's Witnesses that have had the same problem.
I didn't know about that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, there are a lot of lawsuits that are they've been set aside, and now they can come to the surface again. And again, it's not about sending whoever the abuser is off to jail. It's about getting money out of him or her or the family. And it's appropriate. Everybody think this is a bad idea, a good idea? It just seems to be appropriate.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that in mind, thinking about other things, can we diversify our thinking? Let's talk about how well you are feeling right here, right now. How do you feel about you? How do you feel about your body? They're talking about this lady who is pals with Jeffrey Epstein. She wanted to be skinny. There's a happy medium between being on the upper end and on the lower end. And that's what the folks at Calitrin want to help you achieve. Because the natural ingredients they've put together, it really is kind of a genius move on their part. You go to toploss.com or to Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, go there, Calitrin.com. You see a lot of relevant comments from people who are on the program. The only thing to think about here, the only thing standing between you and your goal is the story you keep telling yourself as to why you can't get there, why you can't achieve the weight that you want, the goal that you want. Whatever your story is, you can find support once you get there. But you have to mentally be in a place where you've decided you want to lose the weight and keep it off. That's what Calitrin is all about, losing weight and keeping it off. Most of the protein in your body is collagen, something your body stops producing when you get older. And that's why, in essence, you gain the weight, because you don't have the collagen to keep the energy sort of focused on your muscles and your weight. And your body, as you eat lots of In-N-Out burgers like this lady, you get a little heavy, and so you'd like to perhaps lose that, would you? All right, go to the toploss.com website, toploss.com. Use the code DJV, and you can take advantage of the special deal this week. 3 bottles. You pay for 3, you get 2 free, and you get 10% off the whole deal as well. Free shipping with the DJV code. That's right. The DJV code is the key to saving, the key to helping you lose weight, the key to the whole thing. Let's get at it, okay? Lose the weight, keep it off, take it seriously and consistently, and you will achieve your goals. I guarantee that. And that's what the folks at Calitrin say as well. They guarantee their product or your money back. 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Miranda Lambert is benefiting from all the attentions being paid to her in terms of her career.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
She is. Okay. It just seems like we talk about her a lot.
You know, I don't want to take it away from her because of all the female country singers right now, I'm not including Reba McEntire, some of the greats from the past, she has the most successful career. She's won the most awards. She's had the most albums with critical acclaim. So I don't want to... I feel like it cheapens it when we say, well, her personal life is just giving her a lot of attention because she's worked pretty hard over the last 10
I think
years.
Actually she's won more ACMs than any artist, period. Like, she's beat the guys, too. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Well, in the music world,
she's
has
got a hot shirtless husband, so it is benefiting her now.
Right, of course. No bad
Miranda Lambert has revealed that her seventh studio album called Wild Card will be released on the 1st of November. She writes, quote, when people listen to this record, I want them to know that I see them and I hear them. I feel you, because I'm just a girl from East Texas writing about all the things that go on in my world and in the worlds of people all around me. I want people to get along, just be who you are, own it, and move on from the moments you couldn't live in. Maybe reflecting.
Is that a slam at Blake?
Blake? Yeah, I guess that's it. So in addition to this album announcement, she's released a new song called Bluebird, which we're listening to now. She wrote this sort of stripped-down tune with frequent collaboration with Luke Dick and Natalie Hemby. I don't know who those two are.
Natalie Hemby, you do know, because we've been talking about her. She's in The High Women.
Oh!
And I didn't realize. I was watching some videos of them. She's actually married to Jason Isbell, who we talk about all the time, and he plays the guitar for The High Women, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Okay. So this song is following previous songs, one's Locomotive, other one Mess With My Head, as well as the current single, It All Comes Out in the Wash. So it sounds like those are country titles for sure. Miranda Lambert in our music news at 26 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and the Dougster, now moving to Florida, or at least to the Florida-Georgia line, or to... the group. Florida Georgia Line. Kanan Smith has a new track. It's the first release since signing with Florida Georgia Line, the new label Around Here Records. This is somebody that they have singing with them. Is that the deal?
No, they signed this guy to their... This is him, just him singing, but they signed him to their new record label.
Yeah,
their
new
label. This label is theirs.
Yeah, and I think he's been opening for them on their tour, which is probably why they just signed him.
So what you're playing now is a song called Beer, Drinking Weather.
Yep.
Is that it?
He sounds like he goes along with Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, he sounds just like the match.
All right, so Tyler Hubbard, Brian Kelly, and now Kanan Smith. Beer Drinking Weather is Smith's first release since 2017, when he issued the singles Like You That Way and This Night Back. Smith's the first artist to be signed by this record label around here. Currently on tour, opening up for Florida Georgia Line. The tour is called Can't Say I Ain't Country. That's the name of the tour. Can't Say I Ain't Country. That sounds corny, doesn't it? Can't say.
Can't.
Yeah, but I think that's disrespectful to country music, because it's not all about people who don't know how to speak English. Can't do this. It's just...
That is English.
Well, it's just dedicated to the ones who can't speak English.
Yeah, okay.
No,
remember that. Kara, thank
such
you very
East
much.
Coast elitists.
Right, exactly. People who don't brush their teeth. And
oh, I like Florida Georgia Line. I've got nothing against them.
28 half the hour on the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump at a campaign rally in Manchester, New Hampshire last evening, defending his latest immigration rule, known as the public charge rule.
Republicans believe public benefits should be protected for truly needy Americans, not for illegal aliens.
The new rule would limit access to legal immigration procedures if an applicant is found to be on public benefits like food stamps and housing vouchers. 13 state attorney generals have filed suit against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, saying that the rule is unlawful and un-American. NASCAR's Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family are safe after a fiery plane crash in East Tennessee late yesterday. The aircraft burst into flames after rolling off the end of the runway. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is Truck Oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For some reason, by the 34 at the hour on the DJV Friday program, I've been singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas to myself.
Oh, I know.
Well, you might as well, because it'll be here soon enough.
Yes. The time passes and we march into the next phase of our lives, which for a lot of people means you're going to college for the first time, you're going back to college. Victoria has been studying what the costs are to see if there's any way that she can go back to college and learn something so she doesn't have to.
No, I'm very happy to never go back to school ever again.
Me
I'm good.
Too. This, yeah, I feel I'm like fine. Every day we go to school. By the way, I want to say hi to folks listening back on in Tucson on KVOI. How do you do? And welcome into or back to the Realities of Conversation here.
It's folks about time.
Tucson. Yeah, it is about time. Yeah. All right. So, and also, Victoria, it's about time we got to a point in life where we could actually afford to go to school and not necessarily go into debt up to our Mickey, if you know what I mean.
It's true, yep. So Money Magazine put together the list of 2019's best college rankings. Now, this isn't just by, this is 19,000 data points is what they actually used So that includes graduation rates, tuition fees, family borrowing, alumni salaries. And so they put all of this together to combine a list of quality education and affordability. Now, the interesting thing is, well, this may not come as a surprise, but within the top 15, the majority of colleges are in the state of, ding, 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 Jen,
California.
Yeah. Yes. So the number one ranking on this list of affordability and quality education goes to the University of California at Irvine. And then
it's a really good school. It's hard to get into, though.
Yeah.
Why is there a difference in the cost at UCLA, or I'm sorry, at UC schools, whether it's LA, Irvine,
there's actually not.
San Francisco.
UC schools all have the same tuition.
Yeah. Okay.
So the interesting thing is, so we've got number one is UC Irvine, number four is University of California, Los Angeles, then number five is University of California, Davis, then we've got number six is Stanford University, then number nine, UC San Diego, 11, UC Berkeley, number 12, UC Riverside, number 13, Cal State University, Long Beach. And then number 16 is California Institute of Technology. So, and even at California Institute of Technology, which is, you know, great school, that tuition, the estimated tuition for 2019 with the average aid package is only $26,000 a year with an 89% graduation rate. And the early career earnings starting salaries are $83,000. That's a lot of bang for your buck right there. And if you go back to number one, UC Irvine, the average tuition with aid is $14,900, 85% graduation rate, and starting salary, $57,000.
So private schools can't brag that kind of graduation rate.
Not really. I mean, number three, the only Ivy League on here is number three is Princeton University. And my cousin's actually applying to Princeton right now, and I couldn't believe the aid package that they offer. It's with the average aid, it's only $17,000 a year to go to Princeton if you qualify for that. Yep.
Well, if you've
they have a massive endowment. It's bigger than any of the other Ivies.
Yes, if you have a huge endowment like some of these Ivy Leagues and other schools as well, for a public school, UCLA, Ohio State, you know, those places have huge, for public schools, huge. And they have people that are on staff, and all they do is go around and collect money, convince people to give, and then they put it into the same things that everybody else puts their money into in terms of your retirement fund, whatever.
So if you are able...
CalPERS, how much money do you think they have in the... CalPERS is the retirement system. In California, how much money do you think they have in that?
Ton. Must be a lot, right?
Oh, yeah. Tons. Billions.
Some of the other, like, what I would consider great bargains, besides Princeton, which also has the starting salary is $72,000, one of the other schools that ranks very highly is Stanford. That only costs $17,700 to go with the average package, and that starting salary for them is $76,000. MIT will only cost you $23,000. You'll start at $83,000, and then University of Michigan also bargains $17,000, and you'll start at $62,000.
So the average graduates are only at 62,000.
Now, further down the list, number 14, Harvard, the clock's in there. Harvard also has a huge endowment. You can get there for around 18,000 a year, start at 72. Yale comes in at number 17. Duke University, which is very expensive, but the average aid package brings it down to 23,000. So, but it's interesting that none of the other Ivies really even hit the top 25.
Mm. Well, because they're overrated. They are a victim, if you will. Victims, probably not the right word, but their puffery, the PR that has been produced around some of these schools is pretty actually outrageous. Harvard is way, way, way overrated for the quality of the education that you get there. Many of the profs, there are a lot of adjunct professors there, a lot of people who are not full-time. They rest their laurels on lots of famous people who they have one course. They teach one class, and that's it. But yet they're on staff at Harvard.
Well, if you're a graduate though of Harvard, that definitely opens doors.
It does.
Yeah,
no question.
I have two friends who went there. It definitely opens doors.
We should come up with the faux university. We should actually do a knockoff. Could we do Harvard like spelled with one like letter off? Like Harvard.
Trump already try that?
Let's see.
Trump well, University, I think, tried that.
it's pronounced around here, Havid, so it's H-A-V-A-D.
Oh, yeah. Let's Havid just do that, and University. Then we can sell people degrees that they can
right.
put on their resume.
Yay! That's a good idea. Make a couple extra bucks. Thank you very much, Jennifer, for that idea. Super duper.
Cut me in.
Yep. No doubt. Today is National Airborne Day. Airborne Day honoring the nation's airborne forces. The Senate passed a resolution back in 2001 to make August the 16th National Airborne Day, and they called on the president, who was George E. Bush at the time, to issue a proclamation. That was done. Other resolutions and proclamations for the day have been made in the years since 2002. This day was chosen because the first official parachute jump from the Army took place on this day in 1940, which made it possible for troops to be dropped behind enemy lines. I'd like to be...
Just the same thing. You got to be brave to volunteer
you gotta
for that.
You've got to be nuts.
Hey, we're going to try this new technology. We're going to drop you out of an airplane.
Right. And hope you survive.
Hope it goes well.
Hope that parachute works well for
Fingers
you.
Fingers crossed.
In July of 1940, the Army Parachute Test Platoon, which included 48 volunteers, began training, and in about a month they were ready.
America. What happened in that month?
I know.
Jumping on a lot of right? planes. America's Imagine. First combat jump took place November 1942 when the parachuters landed behind enemy lines in North Africa. So the President Bush's proclamation called to, quote, observe this day with appropriate programs, ceremonies, and activities. Sounds like something George Bush would say, which means really nothing. Films and special exhibits will be featured at the Airborne and Special Operations Museum near Fort Bragg, which is the home of the 82nd Airborne Division. Famous, very famous division. And so hats are off to these people who still, you know, there are still people who do this. It isn't just, hello. It isn't.
Is everybody kidding? Is Elvis visiting your studio?
I think my son is doing his wash. As a matter of fact, the whole this you know you see these guys like Vin Diesel and The Rock jump out of planes. They take airplanes. They take trucks and cars and all that stuff in the movies. It's very very dangerous stuff. And even people who like to go skydiving, it is very dangerous.
Did you remember when you were dumb enough to try to go skydiving?
I didn't.
You did
that? I didn't.
Oh,
no.
He didn't because of the weather, but he was going to do it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you were going to jump out of a plane? Why?
For a chick.
Oh, boy, of course.
And he didn't want to do it, and he told us he didn't want to do it. But did he know the right people that didn't want to do it?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay, Jennifer.
Was this the last one or one of the others?
No,
and I
that was
think I said, Godspeed to you was the last thing I said, and then the next morning you're like, it was too cloudy.
Jennifer had a really good time with all of that. I remember.
Yeah, because it was ridiculous.
10 or 12 years ago. So,
I'm not
anyway.
The type, you know what? You know why I had fun with it? Because I'm not the type to be peer pressured into anything. Like, there's a lot of
Are
stuff
you
I
kidding?
Just.
Wait
won't.
A minute.
No, look.
Come on. You're not going to give it
to me. I get railroaded into a lot of stuff, but that is not life threatening stuff. Oh. I get railroaded all the time. I admit it. Railroad is my middle name.
Yes.
But. When it comes to someone saying, hey, why don't you take a ride on that roller coaster? Why don't you jump out of that plane? Why don't you?
Do
I'm like, nope.
I wouldn't do roller coasters. Nope.
Oh, you'd rather jump out of a plane than
Actually,
a roller coaster?
I did. I remember in Santa Monica on the pier one night when I was romancing somebody else.
Pregnant.
I remember she wanted to go on the roller coaster. And I don't like any of that stuff. Fortunately, we were there late enough so that by the time we got there, they had shut it down.
So you lucked out twice. It was too cloudy, and it was shut down. You got there too late.
I lucked out
How
in
about
more
this?
Than
you
one
say,
way,
listen, baby
both
cakes.
Of those women are long gone. What? What'd you start
All you do is you say, listen, baby cakes, I have a lot to offer you. Jumping out of a plane and a roller coaster isn't one of them. If you want to find out, stick with me. If not, go find
Help
some
yourself.
Other idiot. We'll jump out of a plane.
Speaking of jumping out of a plane, did you see where Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his wife and their daughter were on a plane that crashed off the end of the runway. They were okay.
Was it a private plane or commercial?
It was his plane.
A little one. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Everyone's okay?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Right.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is kind of scary.
Especially with
also families. Up in the air, this is kind of scary. Sitting on a 737 flying across from Los Angeles to Hawaii is not my idea of a good time. Southwest only flies 737s. I'm trying to figure out how they're expanding their service because they only use 737s and the 737 production line is down. So whether they are, this is a very interesting announcement
sold
they've made.
Planes. I just want to know where their stops are in between L.A. and Hawaii.
Yeah, it's, you know, all the engines, all the planes now are two-engine planes. American, all the major airlines fly from the West Coast to Hawaii and to the island. They go to Kauai, they go to the Big Island, they go to, there's one other island they go. There's like three places that
Maui.
You can get. Maui, thank you. Southwest began service to Hawaii this past March, doubling the number of inter-island flights. They're trying to become the inter-island airline as well to compete with Hawaiian. And the routes are up for sale right now. Those of you who don't mind riding in a tin can, help yourself. $99 from the West Coast to Hawaii.
Hey, ride in the tin can for 5 hours. I mean, that's not terrible.
It's not.
I wouldn't want to do it, but it's not terrible.
No, it's not great. So here's one more thing. I'm stringing all this stuff together rather loosely. I thought this
Let's
was one
of
the...
Let's go back and talk about you jumping out of a plane.
It's not
I can't let that go.
I know. You haven't for years. I mean, that has to have happened. That woman, I think it was 2009, probably 10 years ago when I was seeing
Was
that.
It? Now yeah. I associated it with a more current love interest.
No,
actually.
No, I wouldn't. She would never have done that. And I wouldn't have done it anyway. But I didn't need to come up with an excuse.
So I just want to know, how did the follow-up go? So you get there and it's too cloudy or they cancel. But then how did you get away from a second attempt?
Oh, man, what a bummer.
Right. But then she's like, well, tomorrow the weather looks good. Like, how did you get away? How did you get
away? Oh, I got to wash my hair. I'm sorry.
Did you just keep making excuses from that
point
on?
No, I think I had to go to California or something. I don't know. I remember what it never came up again. And we weren't around that. We weren't together that much longer after that anyway. So there we go.
She's trying to kill you. Clearly.
A day in the life. Chris Matthews this week was talking about Epstein and his friends, his political friends, and his... You got this, Jennifer. He said on the air.
Jen, how much sleep did you get last night? I feel like you're
real tired.
This guy's got to be the dumbest guy. There are a lot of dumb people on TV. I remember having dinner with Chris Matthews, and all he did was talk about himself. He was just beginning this shtick at MSNBC. He wrote for the San Francisco Chronicle. If memory serves me correctly, and that was where he was from. Anyway, the point is that he said the reason that Epstein and had his friends going to his island is because they like to fly in private planes. Had nothing to do with sex. The sex had nothing to do with
Was
nothing.
Chris Matthews on that log?
Probably.
Well, I wondered about
he
that.
He just revealed it.
Yeah, right. Could be. All right, Jennifer, quick rundown of what's on television tonight, please.
Well, I'm going to start actually with Sunday night because there are a couple of more interesting things happening on Sunday. The first is on HBO, a series premiere of a show called The Righteous Gemstones. This is with John Goodman, and it's about a wealthy televangelist family where the father and has a bunch of sinning siblings. So you can check it out. It'll be a big hit on HBO. And also, I Am Patrick Swayze, Paramount Network at 9 o'clock for his birthday on Sunday.
Oh, happy birthday. 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Time is 53 past the hour. The beauty of information here on the overview that we have every week of tops, the top five. I was going to say the top five songs. No, I don't think so. We won't be singing.
Anyway, it's sort of like the top five hits.
Yeah, it is kind of. It's a countdown of the top five tech stories, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Number five, on our way to number one, LED masks. And whether or not they are good for you.
Yes, so the safety of LED face masks are coming into question. Now, if you're on social media and someone has one of these, they always take a selfie. And so this looks like a plastic mask that goes over your face, and it has either red, amber, or blue lights that illuminates it onto your skin. And the LED lights, they basically solve different skin concerns. If you want to have more collagen and plump your skin, there's a setting for that. Red reduces inflammation, and then the blue light kills bacteria. So these have become very, very popular. If you go to the dermatologist where all this began, those treatments can be up to $300 per session, and you need multiple sessions, so it is very pricey. Ooh, yeah. So Neutrogena started, and other drugstore brands started making their own for only about $34.99. Neutrogena is now the first company to pull these from the shelves, saying that the mask itself doesn't do anything to harm your skin. It's actually very good for your skin, but it's harmful to your eyes. And so they're saying if you are going to continue using these masks at home, you have to protect your eyes. This can actually cause permanent vision loss, and you either keep your eyes closed or use some goggles or whatever you need to do, make sure you're protecting your eyes. And that's pretty much what dermatologists have been saying this week across the board as these masks get more and more popular. Always make sure that you buy one that's FDA cleared as well.
Who would have thunk it?
Yep.
Number four, MoviePass. Those of you who said, the people used to say to me, get the MoviePass, you'll love it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are unhappy with MoviePass this week because now some of the employees, and are probably former employees, have come forward saying that there was a lot of chicanery going on behind the scenes and that the CEO directed these employees to change the passwords of some of the users who would frequent, who would use a lot of the movies. People who would go, because basically MoviePass gives you an unlimited amount of movies that you can see in theaters per month for a $10 fee. It was an amazing deal. It was supposed to be a publicity stunt. It went way too far, and 3 million people signed up. The company can't sustain it. So they're on their way out to going bankrupt, and this is probably going to be the next big class action lawsuit. So if you weren't able, if you got shut out of movies that you really wanted to see, you most likely, they tampered with your account on the back end.
Mm-hmm. Number three, voting machines and hackers. What a combo.
Yep, this is not great. Security researchers found 35 back-end election systems in 10 different states that were connected to the internet in some point at some point in the past, and which basically left them vulnerable of being hacked or tampered with. And the researchers also found that the election systems are behind firewalls that can be misconfigured and are otherwise not secure. Now, all of these systems are made by a company called Election Systems and Software. They are the top voting machine in the voting machine company in the United States. This is not great coming up with the 2020 election, and there are a lot of bills that have already been presented to Mitch McConnell in the Senate. He has not brought a single one to a vote, which is very suspect. And the other thing, technologically, these machines are running on Windows 7, which will no longer even be supported by the end of this year, meaning by a year from, more than a year from now, when we hit the 2020 election, they're going to, I don't even know how they're going to secure these machines. It's kind of a disaster.
Mm, lovely. Number two, working our way to number one on the list of important tech stories, the FBI is into monitoring Facebook now, it would appear.
Yeah, the after all the mass shootings, the FBI is stepping up saying we need to do something, and they think that one of the answers is to harvest all of the data from Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms. Instagram would be included in this, Snapchat as well. The FBI is seeking proposals from third-party vendors to see how they could maybe monitor all of this, and if anything is a red flag, then potentially they could prevent another mass shooting. That's
pretty simple.
The goal. Yeah.
Yeah. Number one story is a simple merger that'll work out well for both parties, it looks like. I wonder how it'll work out for the users of these products.
Well, that's exactly it. This is maybe not so simple for the consumer. CBS and Viacom have reunited. So now Showtime, CBS, the book publisher Simon & Schuster, all the MTV networks, Nickelodeon and Paramount Movie Studios will be one new streaming service. So it's yet another monthly bill that we all may have to endure.
Yeah. Well, and you got your choices. I'm saying this stuff is going to become so expensive, you're going to go back to pay for a television or advertise for it at TV.
Possibly.
59 after.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.